49 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Who watched Love and Hip Hop, the reunion show last night? Who watched it? Oh, my goodness. I need your take on that. Y'all saw all the fighting. You saw all the drama. People getting put out there like they're on drugs, the whole nine. Call me, 1-877-727-7746. Sir, the Russ Parr Morning Show. And, of course, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta last night. Fisticuffs. Of course, a little bit later on, Britt, you're going to have the update, right?
Yes.
Reality review.
Break it all
and
down.
Man, that was pretty ugly. And, of course, you know, they showed all the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't get, you know, maybe not all of it to start,
you couldn't
see the aftermath.
Like, actual punches, but you could see what was actually going on.
But Jocelyn was going after everybody.
She broke free from security and got everybody.
I don't know why Stevie took his shirt off, though. I mean, what was the purpose?
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. What was your take from that last night? Good morning. Hello. I think I lost you. Why don't you call me back? Good morning. What was your take from that last night?
I'm telling you, Jocelyn's got the testosterone levels of a full-grown Clydesdale horse. Jesus.
She fought four people.
Wow.
It looked like four people that she went after.
And what was crazy was, I mean,
I think it was five.
But what I didn't like about the whole show is they spent the whole show talking about them.
Talking about the fight.
Yeah, and I mean, and they weren't there to really defend themselves until like the end.
I mean, that's why she said coming up part three. They're
I think they could have let that whole, it shouldn't even played it.
Well,
what?
I mean, it's
you
good
had
for
to
TV.
Play it.
The fight?
I mean,
yeah. That's what they want.
They drummed up a whole episode just for that.
Although they don't condone it. Anyway, good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is KP from Augusta. I really think that Benzino and Althea shouldn't have started the whole thing with the little coke comments because they knew that was a touchy subject. And then everybody on the show has fought at some point in time. So, I mean, it's really – and if you see everything that's been happening on Twitter, it's everybody's fault, not just, you know, Jocelyn and Stevie.
Am I wrong to look at Benzino's girl and look at her and tell that she's not feeling him?
She's not.
She's
in it for the money, too.
I mean, he's like, get my girl. I'm like.
Yeah.
Right, and he went after Jocelyn. Like, what kind of man goes after a woman? He didn't go after Stevie. He was trying to fight Jocelyn.
Oh, God. It didn't look like that.
She's just capitalizing. That's what's going on.
Tracy.
Hey, how are you all?
All right, in Cincinnati. Go ahead.
I thought that Jocelyn was possessed by the devil. There is no drug in the world. I mean, that was just something else. But I was so ready to see, because I think she could take her, Deb, just pick her up and slam her. Somebody needed to just.
Yeah. Well, Waka Flocka's mom she tried to make it seem like that she had superhuman strength. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you remember that video that was released of Jocelyn in the studio maybe like a month ago with her sweating and rapping hard?
Yeah, but that looked like a regular person on drugs.
No, it looked like she was possessed too when she was rapping. You remember that suit?
I wonder if there's going to be a lawsuit because
she was
everybody
sweating
put them
and
out
she was
there.
There's been some lawsuits. Oh, right. Althea and Benzino sued Jocelyn and then Jocelyn and Stevie sued them.
It's not going to work when they figure out they signed off on all
right,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your take?
I think they just turned the show into the Jocelyn and Stevie J show. The whole hour was about them.
Yeah. Well, they went nuts. And you know what? It's like you can sit up and say what you want, Albert, and say, God, I don't want to watch this. But you do.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie. But it was crazy how they broke it down. They was like, Jocelyn threw a punch at Tammy. And then they stopped it, showed the punch. I mean, it was like play by play.
I feel like
you overdone.
They had to do it because of all the news before it even aired. We knew that that was going to happen before the show aired, so they couldn't just pretend it didn't happen.
Because Jocelyn was telling people, I'm not going to mess with you, but I'm beating the hell out of everybody. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to beat you tonight. I mean, she was telling people.
And then she was like, get your hand off my man hand.
Right.
They both love attention.
Good morning. Hello. Well, everybody on that show does.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're there.
Good morning.
What's up, Russ? This call from D.C., man. It's about damn time we got some entertainment in this joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
At the end of the day, that's what everybody wanted to see. That's what they wanted. But on a serious note, it really did get out of hand last night. They need to reel it back a little bit. Yes. But I blame Athea for some of it because Benzino knew how it was going to end. He kept trying to warn her throughout the episodes, like, let that go, leave it alone. I've already talked to Stevie about that, let it go. And then when she continuously kept saying, as much as we got to be around them, I think we need to address this and all of that. Then that's how I kind of got taken out of hand. Everybody know how Jocelyn rolls. That's the Puerto Rican princess, man. Go crazy.
All right.